Have you ever gotten to a new level and stayed there? Have you started out well, but not followed through? Do you want to live in a brighter future? Then it's time to move. Hi, this is Leslie V, and you're listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. Thank you for listening. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today. Every Monday, I'll have a new Motivation Meditation with Leslie V to encourage you throughout the week. Also, I would like to invite you to catch up or revisit past recordings. Let's get started today with Move to Your Next Level. As a result of Motivation Meditation with Leslie V, a devotional style study, you receive tools to live your best life ever, overcome weaknesses, grow in a deeper personal relationship with God, and fulfill your God-given destiny. You are encouraged and motivated to gain a practical understanding of the Word of God. Do you know anyone who could benefit from this? 3-year-old in 3-piece suit, dresses, stockings, tights, hats, Sunday best, speeches, baskets, hunt. Little kids getting up in front of the church and saying, "Happy Easter Day." I remember going to one store that sold cards. Mom and I looked for an Easter card that would be a good Easter speech. She helped me learn it, and when it was my time, I did my speech from memory. It was a day we all look forward to. Even to this day, many make sure to attend church on this day. Sometimes, with all our activities, we leave out the most important part, which is the resurrection. Jesus died, he rose again, he had all power in his hand, then he gave us the power. What will you do with it? Will you hide behind a dress, suit, or speech? Or will you go to another level? John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life." John 20:29, "Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." The first step comes through believing that God raised Jesus from the dead. Romans 10:9-10, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Some people stay right there, even though there is so much more. For a time, I didn't know there was more. I was glad I was saved. I knew I would go to heaven when I died. Now is not the time to get in the comfort zone of being saved. It's time to go deeper. 2 Timothy 1:9, "Who had saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." He saved us. He called us with a holy calling. In order to know what that is, you must go deeper. Pray and find out his purpose for you. Ask for wisdom so you can walk it out. Then walk it out. It all starts here. Matthew 28:5-6, "And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen." What is your next step? Because of the resurrection, you have God's power to live the life he created you to live. Thank you, Jesus, for rising from the dead and saving me. I'm ready for my next step. Are you? Yes, I can. Yes, you can. I help successful Christian women go from stuck to the sweet spot in the kingdom. She is tired of being stuck doing the same old thing day in, day out, stuck in the comfort zone, yet knowing God has more in store for her. Are you ready to get in the game and do your part? Are you ready to move to your next level? Do you need some help, encouragement in this area? If so, drop me a line at Leslie V at findyoursweetspotseries.com and write next level. We can get on a call to discuss your next sweet spot. In this new year, you can fulfill God's plan for your life. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. Take some time to do some homework. Set aside time this week and think about areas in which you are stuck on the same level. Set aside time this week to answer the questions in this podcast. Meditate on scriptures in this podcast. Ask Him where you can benefit in this world. Invite Him to use you. Write the revelations you receive. I hope to motivate you to find your purpose in life and fulfill it. That's what I want for my life and yours. You can fulfill God's will for your life. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. You've been listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. I'll be here every Monday motivating and encouraging you. Drop me a line and let me know how this has motivated you to find your purpose in life. Let me know how you're challenged to walk in your divine destiny. Drop me a line at LeslieV@findyoursweetspotseries.com. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today and share with a friend. I would like to give a shout out to Amanda. Hi, Amanda. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. God bless you in Jesus' name.